Friday, December 11th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Of the reports released on Thursday by USDA, the surprises were that USDA did not increase U.S. soybean exports, although with 175 million bushel carryover, a more advanced rationing process will have to take place. That is pipeline supply. Our climatologist stuck his neck out looking at the long-term forecast for Brazil and thinks that the La Nina will weaken so that they could actually experience harvest delays due to too much rain. Late planting delayed the soybean crop so that there will be less early harvest. They have too much supply committed to China under those circumstances. If, in fact, harvest was delayed, that would exacerbate those circumstances. They would have to switch origin of some soybeans here. The other surprise was that CONAB estimated Brazil's corn production at 102.6 million metric ton, while USDA kept their 110 million metric ton estimate. That's a lot of difference. CONAB should be the closest. The early drought already impacted their first corn crop. The soybean planting delay will squeeze the window for timely planting of their second crop, Safrina. If our climatologist was right, a delayed soybean harvest would disrupt second crop corn planting even more. RGO forecast the soybean carryover at 144 million bushel and corn carryout at 1.637 billion. Wheat was actually the Chicago border trade market that closed higher Thursday, was strong again on Friday. Not from the report, although it was okay, but because Russia oversold its grain exports, creating a domestic shortage, generating food price inflation, and their new crop has problems. Brazil actually did similarly, then forced to import some soy and corn as their domestic prices soared. Corn is still over $10 a bushel in China. Chinese pork purchases have already slowed down seasonally, as have soybean purchases. But the need for U.S. pork in China is changing as their herd and production recovers. Chinese corn and meal demand are driven by the pork production recovery. This reflects one of the issues with Phase 1. In order to comply, sometimes they have to buy more than they may need. Sometimes they will have to buy from us when it may be a better deal to buy elsewhere. That is not currently the case, but these are issues that Beijing is struggling with. How do they align their compliance with the trade deal with their market-driven demand? They will buy some commodities to build reserves, but that has limits. There are a lot of commodities that they have not bought yet, such as ethanol and DDGs, that they will. The new U.S. trade representative now speaks their language. China did buy 6,500,000 metric tons of pork last week, but Mexico was the top buyer again, with over 10,000. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. The Pfizer vaccine was given emergency approval by an advisory board of the FDA, so vaccination should move forward soon. Pfizer submitted its paperwork to the UK FDA 3 days ahead of doing so here in the United States, yet the British FDA equivalent approved it first. U.S. health authorities attempted to talk that up as a confidence-building measure because they did not rush approval and made sure that it is safe. There's a segment of the population that will not accept the vaccine regardless of any and all reassurances of safety. Some are the pandemic deniers who think the pandemic is as staged as the moon landing. There are deniers on their deathbed that repudiate the existence of the virus. It's a cruel hoax on them. It matters not whether 2,000 people, 3,000, or even 4,000 people die in a day in the United States from COVID, as these deaths make little to no impression on them if their ideology doesn't let them accept the reality. One possible hindrance to acceptance is that no one really important has died. Herman Cain is about as close as that gets. This works locally as well, as the residents of communities do not take the virus seriously until someone important that they know succumbed to it. Mitchell, South Dakota, approved a mask mandate after several important community members died. It is getting closer now so that almost everyone either knows someone who was floored by the virus, life or death, or knows someone connected to someone like that. Reasonable people have no rational basis for denial, but we live in an alternative reality today where some are in bubbles. There is madness in crowds, and social media creates crowdthink. Many are waiting for someone else to go first. They want to see if Mikey likes it, or if his arm turns green and falls off. The term most often used by the skeptics is guinea pig. You can call me Mikey, or you can call me a guinea pig. But when they call my number for the vaccine, my response will be here. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing services, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.